Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website at waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and find out about our two shows coming up at the Adrienne Arsht Center in Miami next week. Hi, everyone. Wait, don't tell me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Zona Douthat.
Hey, Zona. That's a wonderful name. What kind of name is Zona?
My first name.
All right. Glad we clarified that. Well, nice to have you with us, Zona. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to go?
Okay.
Here is your first limerick.
We prairie dogs think you're a mess. Are you blind in a rush? Do confess. Oh, hun, you're no catch. All bad fit and mismatched. Yes, we comment on how people
dress.
Yes, indeed. Scientists have long known prairie dogs use a sophisticated language to talk to each other. And thanks to research from Northern Arizona, we now know they spend a lot of their time talking about us. Stuff like, check it out, tall human in blue. Look, short lady, yellow dress. They're able to recognize humans and differentiate us by our clothing. Because they're like less furry versions of Joan and Melissa Rivers.
Ooh, what?
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
This controller I'd like to devote to the cur with the mangy flea coat. With a point and a click, I say, sit up, don't lick. I give dog commands with my
throat.
I guess that would make sense, but it's not the answer we're looking for. Let's hear the limerick again. It's a two-syllable answer. Two-syllable answer.
This controller I'd like to devote to the cur with the mangy flea coat. With a point and a click, I say, sit up, don't lick. I give dog commands with my
remote.
Yes. It is hard to get up and change the channel. It's hard to get out of bed to walk the dog, and now remote controls fix both of these little miseries. Just beam your commands to this new high-tech harness designed by Auburn University researchers, and little vibrations will tell your dog what to do. Press pause and they sit, of course. Play initiates a game of fetch, and stop is used in the event of unwanted humping. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Some dinosaurs speak out real whiny. We're not all humongous and spiny. The line has been blurred between T-Rex and bird, for we are real light and quite
tiny.
Yes, very good. Scientists in China announced this week they have discovered a new branch of the T-Rex family. It looks just like its cousin, sharp claws, snarly teeth, only this one is the size of a parrot. It's basically Chihuahua Rex. One other difference. The T-Rex has three fingers on each hand, while this new dinosaur only has one, which scientists believe it stuck up at raptors who made fun of its size. Carl, how did Zona do in our quiz?
Zona was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers, so Zona, you win our prize.
Well done, Zona. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing. Take care.
Bye.